Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Tezvav. We're going to start from the two dots on Yud Dalid Amid Beis, which is approximately 6-7 lines from the bottom, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Omer Meir Midivreyem Lamadnu. What is this all about? Let's take a quick review of what we learned yesterday in the Mishnah. As you know, we're in the exciting sugya of Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim, which started at the top of Yud Dalid Amid Aleph. This sugya, which involves Tumah v'Tahara and Mi'at Hashem, is something that we are going to delve into for the next week, and Mi'at Hashem, until we start the new perek on Daf Chof Aleph. So what does it say in the Mishnah? We learned in the Mishnah, Reb Chanina said, the Miyameh, let's take a quick look at the Mishnah. Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim, Oyimim Miyameh Shol Kehanim, Leinimnu Milisroif, Es HaBosah Shenitma Bi'Avad Tumah, Im HaBosah Shenitma Bi'Avad Tumah. Reb Chanina said, that in the good old days when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, when Chas V'Sholem, any Kodshim got Tomei, what would they do? They would mix and match the different levels of Tumah, and they were not concerned when they had to go and burn it. Any Kodshim that become Tomei have to be burned the Beis HaDeshen. And so now, what happens if you had different levels of Tumah? Now, what means different levels of Tumah? So you remember, we learned yesterday that when it comes to Tumah, you start off normally with an Ava Tumah, such as a dead sheretz or a nevela. The exception to the rule is if Chas V'Sholem you have a mess. Mess meaning, Chas V'Sholem, a person who passed away, and that's called an Avi Avos Tumah. But normally we deal with a sheretz or nevela, which is an Ava Tumah. Then if someone touches that, he or she becomes a Rishon L'Tumah. If that Rishon L'Tumah were to go and touch afterwards Oichlin or Mashkin, you have a Sheni L'Tumah. And as far as Chulin is concerned, it stops there by Sheni. When you get to Truma, you can go one Darga further and make it into a Shlishi. When you're dealing with Kodshim, it goes one Darga further, one more level, until a Revi. Okay, so what happens now? In the Beis HaMikdash we had, Reb Chanina told us, you have two pieces of Kodshim that became Tamei. Which were those? So, we're going to learn the Poshep Shat in the Mishnah. You had Bosa Shenitma BeVlada Tumah. Vlad, by definition, is a Rishoin. So the Bosa that touched it became a Sheini. In a Bosa Shenitma BeAva Tumah, it touched another piece of Kodshim. That Kodshim touched Avatumah, meaning that this Kodshim now became a Rishon L'Tumah. So you have now two pieces of Tumei Kodshim, a Rishon L'Tumah and a Sheini L'Tumah. Do you have to burn them separately? Says the Mishnah, no. You burn them together. Even though this is a Rishon and this is a Sheini. And the Gemara explained yesterday that really it's a Rishon Mitashlishi, and therefore the Shlishi will be upgraded to a Sheini, and we're not concerned. This is Reb Chanina. Reb Kiva took this one step further, and he's talking about Truma. What was Reb Kiva saying? Mimeim shel kehanim le'nimnum lehadlikas ha-shemen shenifso bitful yoim b'ner shenitma b'tmei mes. And as you recall, the Gemara said yesterday that the Tmei Mes was an avatuma. Tmei Mes means a person who touched a mess. He touched the nair, and the nair was made out of matchis. Matchis means it was made out of metal. Since it's made out of metal, it's halal cherev. Cherev hari huka cholol. And this, therefore, the nair itself now also gets a din of an avatuma. You poured into that nair. It's very important because this is a mitzvah. A few days we're going to be pouring shemen into the neiros, the neiros Chanukah. So they had shemen that became possible tvil yom. Tvil yom is a sheni, and so therefore the shemen is a shlishi. They poured shlishi shemen into a menoiro that had the status of an avatoma. Oh, avav bishem receive and tomal tomasai. We're going to take now this shlishi and we're going to go and propel it and upgrade it, not only to a sheni, but even to a reshine, because it's being burned on a, it's being lit on a nair that was an avatoma. So therefore that's why he's moisif, that's hoisif Reb Akiva. And then Reb Meir said, "Midivreim ulamande." From what we just finished learning, we see shetosar from truma tahoira imatmeya bepesach, and that's why this comes into Masechtas Pesachim in the first place. We are not focusing in Masechtas Pesachim on kodshim that became tamei or truma that became tamei, but we're focusing on erev Pesach. Remember, we started off our Masechta on the eve of the 14th day of Erev Pesach, Bedikas Chometz, and now we're working our ways up, and we're working to, it's now 11 o'clock on Erev Pesach, and I have Truma Tehoira. It's pure, it's pristine. All the Kahanim would love to eat it, but I can't eat it anymore because now it's already Osir Midrabanan to eat. It's already 11 o'clock. I gotta go and burn it. At the same time, I have Truma Temeya, and perhaps even Chulin Temeyan, that I also have to go and burn. Why do I have to burn them? Because it's Bedikas Chometz. The Truma Temeya and the Torah, all is Chometz. So do I have to make two separate fires? No, says Rav Meir, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, they were able to go and burn the two different levels of Tumah together. I'm allowed to go and burn the Truma Tehoira together with the Tumah on Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, Einahin Amida, I respectfully disagree. I vehemently disagree, says Rabbi Yossi. Now, why does Rabbi Yossi disagree? I mentioned we'll see in the Gemara a couple of reasons. However, Rabbi Yossi tells us, Amoida Blezer Rabbi Yeshua. We didn't mention Rabbi Blezer Rabbi Yeshua until now. Shesar Fitzula Atzva, Fitzula Atzva, that you can go and burn them, each one on their, not that you can, you have to burn them on their own. Meaning that if I have Truma Tehoira and Truma Temeya, I am not allowed to burn them together. Not allowed. You have to burn them separately. If one was a suffik tumah and the other one who was vaday tumah, the Blazer says even here you have to burn them separately, and Abishua says you can go and burn them too. Get it. Okay, so now bottom line, we're starting our Gemara. Rav Meir says mi divrayim lamanu, that you're allowed to go and burn truma tahira im hatmeya. Now, who is the Divrayim that Rav Meir is referring to? Presumably, to either Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim, or to Rav Akiva, or to both. So let's see. Zokti Yemara, Mi Divrayim Lamanu, Zokti Yemara Divrayim Deman. Who are we referring to? Ilay Mi Divrayim Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim, Mi Dami. I don't understand how Rav Meir is using that as his source. It's totally different. Hasam Tame Vitame Hacha Tohar Vitame. All you've proven from our Mishnah is that if you have together a Rishon L'Tumah and a Shlishi L'Tumah, you don't have to burn them separately. You can mix and match, even though the third one, the Shlishi L'Tumah, is going to be upgraded to a Sheni L'Tumah. That's fine. But I understand why that's permissible. Because they're both already Tame. Here we're talking about that the Truma is Truma Tehoira. You're going to be Metame Truma Tehoira. Where did we see that in our Mishnah? The element of Rabbi Kiva. Okay, so maybe Rabbi Meir is learning it from Rabbi Kiva. Me dummy, it's also not the same. Hasam Pasel Vitame, Hacha Tohar Vitame. It's basically the same kasha. The reason why the Gemara says Hasam Pasel Vitame, because Rabbi Kiva is referring to a Shlishi together with an Av Hatuma. And a Shlishi, as you know, in the Truma world, is called Pasel, not called Tame. Well, why is that? How come Truma by Kodshim is called Tame, and Truma by, and Tuma by Ishlishi by Truma is called Pasul? And the answer is, it's very, very simple. Because when you're dealing with Kodshim, since Kodshim can go to the next level, the Shlishi is super powerful. It's potent Tuma. It is so Tame, it can even transmit the Tuma to a Revi. However, by Truma, the buck stops here. Once it's a Shlishi, it can no longer transmit the Tumah further. And that's why, to distinguish between this Shlishi, who's so potent, which is so potent, and this Shlishi, which is less potent, the Gemara calls one Tameh and the other Pasul. They're both Tameh. Only question is, does it have Koach, power to go and extend and transmit the Tumah further? By Kodshim, yes. By Truma, not. And that's why the Gemara is saying, okay, Rabbi Kiva is talking about Truma. I agree. But what is he talking about? He's starting off with an avatuma, that is the Nair. We have the Shemen, which is a Shlishi, but it's still Pasul. Okay, I won't call it Tame, because I cannot go and make the Shlishi into Revi by Truma. But it's Pasul. Here, Hacha, here we're talking about Truma Tehoira. How can you be Metami Truma Tehoira? Says the Gemara, so what's Pshat in Rem Meyami Divrehem? And we're going to learn a Mishnah, three pshatim today. The first pshat is right here, which we is ready from yesterday's blot. Reish Lakish is the top of the Amud Aleph, and at the very end of the blot, we're going to have a third version, which is very close to the first version. Okay, says the Gemara, what are the pshatim in the Mishnah? First pshat, name of the mayor masnisim bi'avatuma di oiraisa uvlad hatuma dirabonan di midiraisa tohar ma'aliyah umay midivreim midivreb chanina skana kahanam. So the Gemara is saying is, Reb Meir, when he said Midavreim, is learning it from Reb Chanina. Not from Reb Akiva, from Reb Chanina. And what did Reb Chanina say? You have in our Mishnah a case of, you started off with an Avatuma D'Oraisa, and a Vlad HaTuma D'Rabbanan. What does he mean, a Vlad HaTuma D'Rabbanan? In our Mishnah, it just said that you had one Tuma together with another Tuma. We had assumed that both of them were tumois de oiraisa. Now the Gemara said, no, the Vlad Tuma that we were speaking about in the Mishnah, the Gemara calls it Vlad, it's really the Vlad. It's the Shlishi that becomes Tame. Anyway, that Tuma is a Tuma Drabanan. Now how did it become a Tuma Drabanan? So Rashi says it's talking about that you started off with the Avatuma, such as the Sheret. And what did the Sherets do? The Sherets went and it was metame a kli. That kli in turn was metame mashkin. And then, it's the other way around. It was mashkin metame a kli. Let's look at the Rashi. Says Rashi, name a kosover a meir. That's the last of the narrow lines. Medialog midivrayan kosover masnisin drabchanina, first of the wide lines. The bosishinim ba'avatuma diktoni ba'avatuma di oiraisa. When we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, Basa Shnitma B'Avatuma was a Diraisa. Tuchol Avatuma Diraisa. Every Avatuma is Diraisa. Nevela and Sheretz and Anida and Azova and Amitsoira, all of them, Balkari, all of these are Avatuma is Diraisa. Avu Basa Shnitma B'Vladatuma, Diktoni Gigoin Shnitma B'Vladatuma Dirabana. How is that? Gigoin Kli Shnitma B'Mashkin. A Kli that became Tomei through Mashkin. Dimi Diraisa in Oichel Mashkin B'Tamin Kli, Shein Oichel Nasa Avatuma. Min ha-toyre, there's no such thing as an oichel or a mashke being metamim kli. However, the chachamim were goyzer, Rabbanan goyzer, shiyu mashke metamim kli, that mashke can be metamim kli, misha mashke zav v'zava, shein avatuma, ki goyen roiko yumei mirag. Because of a gzeira, the chachamim said that mashke can be metamim kli. And therefore, v'hai vasar, two lines from the bottom. Nitma bi oise kli, to have a vlad derabanan. We have now our Vlad, that Shlishi. Shemashkin hoyu Vlad Atuma. We started off with a Sheret, a dead Sheret, one of the Shmoinish Rots. It touched a Mashke. That Mashke has now the din of a Rishoin. The Mashke went and touched a Kli. The Kli has a din of a Shiny. But only Midrabanan, Minatoira, nothing happened. When you have Mashkin Temeim touching a Keli, zero min ha-toyre. It's only midraban. Of a midrabanan, the kli became tummy. And now that kli went and touched kodshim, so the kodshim became a shlishi. Only midrabanan. Min ha-toyre, nothing happened. Fine. So getting back to our Gemara, Rabbi Meir holds that our Mishnah, in the first case, Rabbi Chanin is kind of kaham, is talking about, it was an avatumid yaraisa, like a sheret, and uvlara tumid rabbanan, and the boser that became the shlishi was only shlishi midrabanan, the midiraisa tohir ma'aliyah. Minatoira, it was totally tohir. Okay, so now what is the parallel to our case? So Rashi says that the parallel to our case is talking about it's truma tohira. However, it's now 11:01, where midrabanan, this truma is now Osir ba'achila. Why is it osir ba'achila? Because the Chachamim made a harchaka. Although you're allowed to eat, according to Gamliel, the fifth hour. But the fifth hour is now ended. Now it's time to go and burn the chametz, including the Truma Tehoira. Now, Min HaTorah, are you allowed to eat the Truma Tehoira? Yes. How much longer? For another hour until 12 o'clock. Midrabanan, it's already osir. Oh, so therefore, says Rashi, this is similar to that Vlad Tumid Rabbanan. That what? Just like that Vlad Tumid Rabbanan, Min HaToira, it was Tohar. It's only Tumid Midrabanan. Here too, this Truma Tohira is Tohar Min HaToira. It's edible Min HaToira. It's only Asa Midrabanan. Says Rameir, just like Rabbi Chanina is talking about. mixing and matching a kodshim tameim d'araisa with kodshim which are only tameim midrabanan min ha'toyra d'tohar, only tameim d'raban. Here too, I'm going to go and mix truma tohira and truma tameya, where the truma tameya is tameim min ha'toyra, and this truma tohira is osur midrabanan, and therefore min ha'toyra you can continue eating this truma tohira. It's only draban. Therefore, that's the parallel one case from the other. Umay midivrei midivrei rachanina skan ha'kehan. Period. That's pshat number one. I have a brand new pshat. Both the avatuma was minatoira and the vlatuma is minatoira, and therefore, what's the raya from Reb Chanina? After all, here we're talking about that the truma is tahoira. Says Yomar, my divrei mi divrei Reb Elezer Reb Yeshua. Not like we thought until now that Reb Meir is deriving his halacha from either Reb Chanina or Reb Akiva or a combination. No. We're not deriving from Elezer Reb Yeshua, not deriving from Chanina or from Reb Akiva. Instead, we are deriving from Reb Elezer Reb Yeshua. Now, even though Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua don't even appear in our Mishnah, when Reb Meir says we learn midivreim, he means midivrei hatanoim, wherever they may be, even though they're not in our Mishnah. Rashi says, midivrei sofrim shemanu. We heard from other Bat Midrashim, from other Tanoim, and based on that, that's where I get my halacha from. So now you're wondering, who are Reb Elezer Reb Yeshua? So now, as we'll see in the Gemara, it's not really from Reb Elezer together with Reb Yeshua, it's really only from Reb Yeshua. The Gemara says Reb Elezer Reb Yeshua, because as we'll find, there are a number of machloikis in between Reb Elezer Reb Yeshua. So after we put the machloikis together and explain it, we're going to paskin, says Reb Meir, like Reb Yeshua. Zokti mar hai Reb Yeshua, which Reb Yeshua you're referring to? Ilei mahar Reb Yeshua, that not of the following Mishnah. You have a whole barrel of truma wine. For instance, a sheret, unfortunately, died, expired next to this chavius, and I'm not sure whether the dead sherets touch the chavius or not. And therefore, it could be the chavis and all the truma inside are tameh, and it could be that they're not tameh. It's a suffix. What do I do now? Reb Elezer Oymer im hoisim unachas b'moka matarfa, if this chavis shel truma was out in an exposed place where it's possible that real, for sure, certain truma is going to touch it, yanechen moka mutzta, take it out of there and put it in a nice, secluded corner that we shouldn't add potential future truma. And if the barrel was open, yichasena, close the lid immediately. Why does Reb Elezer say that? After all, this truma is anyway a suffik tameh. Why does he hold that we have to continue looking upon it as if it's still truma tahira? So Rashi says, because it says legabe truma that ishmartem, and it says es mishmeres trumoy soy. Mishmeres trumoy soy. Now, trumoy soy, of course, is plural. Why does it say trumoy soy? Say chazal darshin shtayim b'mashma. Achas tahoira v'yachas taluya. And the Torah says about both of them, mishmeres, make sure to go and wash them and keep them and safeguard them so that they should not become tummy. Aha. So both truma tahoira and taluya. Here's truma taluya. Taluya means it's a suffix. So even by a suffix, you got to go and protect it and make sure it doesn't become further tummy. Reb Yeshua, Aymar, Reb Yeshua says, I respectfully disagree. The reason, says Rashi, is because Reb Yeshua says, I go after not the way you read it, but after the way it's spelled. And the word mishmeres, trumosoi, is missing a vav, and therefore you could read it trumosi, which means singular truma. So I'm only concerned about making a mishmeres, a shmira for truma tahoira, not truma teluya or suffik truma. And therefore Reb Yeshua Aymer, in Moisim Menachas Mokam Amutzna, if this suffik truma was in the meantime hiding somewhere in the corner, Yanichana Mokam Atorfa, you're allowed to go and put it out in the public so that a sheret should touch it. Not that you have a chiyuv to. The word Yanichana doesn't mean yes you should. It's just saying that you can if you so desire. Vim Hoisim Machusa, and if it was previously covered, Yigalena, you can even open it. You know what? A sheretz might come in. Okay, so sheretz comes in. That's the end of this price. So therefore, what do I see from Rabbi Shua? Rabbi Shua is very makel when it comes to the Hilchas Tumah, and he says that even though there's a very strong likelihood that by opening up the lid and putting it out in the public, that this Truma is going to become Tamei. Okay, so Rabbi Shua is so makel here too. I'm going to go and take my Truma Tehoira and put it together with the Truma Tameya, and we're going to go and burn it together. So big deal, it becomes Tameh. Rabbi Yeshua says, I'm not concerned. Frank Dimara, how can you compare one case with the other? Me dummy, Hasam Grom of Alma. Rabbi Yeshua didn't say, okay, now that I have a suffix, let's go and start dangling into the Chavius all types of dead Shiratzim. He said, we'll leave it out in the open. If it gets tummy, it gets tummy. If it doesn't get tummy, it doesn't get tummy. Hocha biyadayim. Here we're talking about the jimatam biyadayim mamish by being metamit, by crunching it together with truma tameya and burning it at 11:01 on Erev Yontif on Pesach. So how can you compare the two cases? Says him, well, you're 100% right. Elohar Rabbi Shua. We're not going to learn it from the Rabbi Shua that we just quoted, but from the next Rabbi Shua. Did not. We're now in a wine press. And wine press, of course, has different sections to it. So we have the upper section, where you have a chavius shel truma. Down below, in the lower section of the wine press, you have chulin tmeim. Normally, this would not be a concern. They're in two different areas. One is not touching the other. Everything is fine. However, unfortunately, the Chavis Shel Truma that was Begaswal Yoina broke, and there is a major leak, and you have the wine pouring down or flowing down from the upper Gaswal Yoina down to the Chulin Tmein, which are Begas HaTachtoina. And you know what's going to happen? As the wine goes down and touches the Chulin Tmein, it's going to convert the Chulin Tmein now into Dimua. Dimua means it's going to be mixed Chulin and Truma. Initially, nothing's going to happen because the huge amount of Chulin wine down below will supersede and overcome the Truma coming in, because to Mevatel Truma you have to have 100 portions. Fine, you have a big vat full of Chulin Tmein, then the Truma wine is dripping down. So far, so good. But of course, if you let it continue dripping, 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 drip, eventually what's going to happen is you won't have 100 times as much, and all the Chulin Tmein down below is going to all become Midumaas, and therefore it's going to be virtually worthless. Why do I say virtually worthless? Because Chulin Tmein can be eaten by all those people that are not makbid to eat their Chulin B'Tahara. And even those that are makbid, if you have a Koyin that becomes Tamei, so that day until he goes to the mikveh, he can eat Chulin Tmein. So there's a big market for Chulin Tmein. However, if it becomes Truma Dimua Tamei, you can no longer eat it, because Truma Tamei cannot be eaten. Maximum what you can do is go and burn it. It's going to be hard to go and burn the wine. Maybe you can do zilaf, okay? But that's, zilaf means to go and spritz it, so to have like for an ear deodorant. But you can see that there's going to be a major, major loss of money over here. And therefore, says the Gemara, what are we going to do? We see that Nebuchadnezzar the Truma is pouring down on the Chulin Tmein. Now, what the Mishnah doesn't tell us is that ready, willing, and able, they had a whole bunch of Tumme containers sitting there waiting to be used. And now, what should we do? Says Imam Moider Blezer Bishua, Shem Yochel Hatzel Mimena Revias Betahara Yatzel. Both are Blezer and Bishua that we're going to have a machloikis in another moment. Both agree that if we could send somebody quickly to the store or home or wherever to go and get Kalim to Hoyrim, that would be the best. Because then the wine that's dripping down will go into Kalim Tehoirim, and they won't hit the Chulin Tmein down below. So it's going to be a win-win situation. We're going to keep the Truma Tehoira intact, and we're going to keep the Chulin Tmein intact, and never the twain shall meet. However, the Imlav, what happens if I don't have enough Kalim, or I don't have any Kalim Tehoirim at all? What do I do? Reblezer Oimer, Teiret v'tetame bal yetamena biyad. Reblezer says, don't do anything. Let the wine pour down to the bottom. Do not go and take Kalim Tameim to go and save some of the wine. Just let it drip down. What's going to happen is all of the wine, the Truma Tahir, is going to become Tamei. What can I do? I don't want to ever collect it now in Kelim Tameyim because then I'm being metame it biyad. Biyad means I'm doing it with my own hands. Well, Rabbi Yeshua, no. Af yibten biyad. Rabbi Yeshua says, much better bring now as many Kelim Tameyim as you can find and let them all be makabel, go and accept all of the dripping and dropping chavi shel truma that broke up above. Well, what will that accomplish? After all the truma is now going to become tamei, but at least the chulin tameim won't become dimua. It'll be able to be used by all of those people that eat and drink chulin tameim.
Explain dimua again.
Sorry, once again.
Dimua again.
Dimua means a mixture of chulin and truma. Truma can be eaten by kahanim. However, truma cannot be eaten by Yisraelim. So now, if I have truma mixing with a chulin tameim, nobody can eat it. A kohen can't eat it because it's truma tameya, and a Yisrael can't eat it because it's truma. It's all mixed up. So therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua, to be able to save the chulin tameim below, let's be metame the truma tahira above by allowing it to settle in these containers which are tameh. Aha. Okay, we finished this shtickle. What do I see from Rabbi Yeshua? I see from Rabbi Yeshua that there are occasions where you're allowed to go and be metame truma tehoira. This truma tehoira was anyway going to go down the drain, if you will. It was going to go and touch the chulin tameim. Stop. I'm allowed to go be metame be a dime. Ah, says Reb Meir, from that Rabbi Yeshua I learned the same thing applies to Erev Pesach. Anyway, this Truma Tahira is soon going to go and be burned, because after all, it's chametz, I gotta burn it. So, instead of burning it separately, let me go and burn it together! And that's what Reb Meir holds based on Rabbi Yeshua's psak. This is not already a groma, this is biyadayim. Right, the Gemara before said there's a groma. There's nishka groma. I'm allowing the wine, putting it into these tummy dikikim, it's going to become tummy. Here too, I take the truma tahira, and it's going to become tummy. So says the Gemara, that pshat is very nice. That's the second pshat in our Mishnah. But therefore, it's no longer related to Reb Chanina Skana Kahanim. It's not related to Reb Akiva. It's related solely to Reb Yeshua. It's afraid to be hochi, hai mi divrehem. After all, Reb Elezer doesn't hold like that. Reb Elezer says, "Al yitamene biyad, don't even think of having the wine go into kelim tameim." So he would hold that you cannot go and burn truma tahira with tmeya. So you should say midvarav and not midivrei hem. Efdimor hachika amar mimachlu kasan. Reb Elezer b'yishua lamanu, says Reb Meir. After the dust settles, Reb Elezer has said his viewpoint. Reb Yeshua said his viewpoint. We're going to paskin like Reb Yeshua against Reb Elezer. The reason why we're going to paskin like Reb Yeshua against Reb Elezer, says Rashi, is because of the famous or infamous story of the Taner Shel Achnoi that we have in Bava Metzia, where as a result of Reb Elezer arguing with all the Chachmei Yisrael, they basically put Reb Elezer in Chayrim and said, we're no longer going to paskin like Reb Elezer, period. So therefore, we're going to paskin like Reb Yeshua. So after the dialogue and the expression of opinions of Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua, bottom line, we're going to learn like Reb Yeshua. Mi divrei hem lamadnu from Reb Yeshua. Okay, now, when you think about it, you say to yourself, boy, doesn't that sound like a far-fetched pshat? Because after all, we didn't mention Reb Elezer, we didn't mention Reb Yeshua. We only mentioned Reb Chanina Skana Kahanim. And subsequently, we mentioned Reb Akiva, and now you're saying Reb Meir midevreim lamadnu. Says the Gemara, no, shenishto zoi shver. Dekanami. In fact, I'll show you that it's meduyik in the Mishnah. Diktoni moider blazer Reb Yeshua. Right after we finished Reb Meir, we had Reb Yoisi Oimer Eina min amida, Eina hi amida. Moider blazer Reb Yeshua, Reb blazer Reb Yeshua, both. How did Reb Elezer Reb Yeshua get into our Mishnah? We're not talking about Reb Elezer Reb Yeshua, we're talking about Reb Chanina, mit Reb Akiva, mit Reb Meir, mit Reb Yoisi. Says the Mishnah, but don't forget, Reb Elezer Reb Yeshua both agree, Shesarf and Zula, Zula. Where does this come in? Oh, now I understand very well where it comes in. Because since Reb Meir is basing his psak on Reb Yeshua, says Reb Yoisi, Reb Meir, with the greatest of respect and deference, I respectfully disagree. Because even though you're trying to bring a raya from Reb Yeshua, it's not like that. Because Reb Yeshua, she sort of zula atzma, vizu le atzma. So you see that in fact, Reb Meir was referring to Blaz Reb Yeshua, says Yemar, Dekanami Yutani, Moira Blaz Reb Yeshua, Shema Mina, that this is in fact Emes Lamita Shel Torah. That Reb Meir, when he's quoting the Blaz Reb Yeshua, this is not some sort of far fetched remote pshat. Nay, Tosis Takan Emes a pshat. And then the Mishnah continues on, but Reb Meir, we respectfully disagree. Anyway, this is not only Reb Reish Lakish's pshat. V'chein Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Ravua. That we're going to see mentioned in the Omer base shortly. V'chein Omer of Nachman, Omer Rabba Ravua. Ma'asisim bi'ava tuma di'araisa, v'lada tuma di'araisa. Oh, not like the original pshat that we said. V'lada tuma di'rabbanan, it's di'araisa mit di'araisa. Umay mi divrei mi divrei blezer b'yishua, like we just finished saying. So both Rav Nachman and Reish Lakish say that the Mekoyer of Reb Meir is not from Reb Chanina and not from Reb Akiva, but rather from Reb Yehoshua. Pray Timur Eitzvei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav says now, Rav Nachman, I have the following kasha. This kasha is, of course, not only on Rav Nachman, but also on Reish Lakish. But Rav is addressing Rav Nachman because they live in the same dor. Masha'enkin, Reb Yehoshua and Reish Lakish were an earlier dor of the Amirai. So, what did Rav ask Rav Nachman? Om Reb Yehoshua. We now have a Reb Yosi in a Braisa, where Reb Yosi is explaining his viewpoint vis-a-vis Reb Meir. Remember you heard Brother Shai asked a moment ago, so why did Reb Yosi say Eina Min Hamida? We're going to explain it now in the Braisa, and we're going to further explain it in greater detail on the Amud Beis. But first, Omer Reb Yosi, this is now a Braisa expanding upon our Mishnah. Omer Reb Yosi, Ein Hanidin Doim L'Raya. The Raya that you are trying to bring, Reb Meir, is not a good Raya. Shekisheidu, Rabbi Seinu, Mahi Eidu, when the Rabbi Seinu were made in our Mishnah, on what were they made? And what did they testify? Ima Labasa, Shenitma Bevlada Tumma. She sort of oisei ima bosa shenitma biavatomo. In other words, you're talking alibede Reb Chanina's kana kehanim, and you're trying to bring a raya from him that you're allowed to on erev Pesach mix and merge and match the truma tahira with the tamei and burn it at the same time. How can you go and say that? Zeh tamei v'zeh tamei. In the case of Reb Chanina's kana kehanim, both were tamei. You're right. This was an avatama, a rishon l'tumah, this was a shlishi l'tumah, rishon and a shlishi, fine, maskim. But they're both tamei. If you're going to go and bring me a raya from Reb Akiva, im al shemen shenifsel b'tvul yoyim, shemadlikin oyse b'ner shenitma b'tmei mes, like we explained the pshat, zeh posel b'zeh tamei. They're not both tamei, they're posel and tamei. Why they're posel? Like we said before, because by truma, a shlishi has the status of a posel, not the status of a tamei, because it cannot transmit the tumah to a revi. But lemaisa, it's possible that tamei. Af onu moidim, and therefore says Reb Yosi to Reb Meir, we would agree with you. Betruma shenitmis bevlada tumah. Shesorfen oisim matruma shenitmis beava tumah. That's fine. Erev Pesach, you have two pieces of chometz. One happens to be a lower form of tumah, and one is an upper form of tumah. Meaning, you have tumah shenitmis bavlada tumah, which would be a sheni. Sorry for an oisim tumah shenitmis ba'ava tumah, which would be a rishon. That I have no problem with. Zeh tumah v'zeh tumah. Aval heich nisraf atluya imatmeya shemiyovel yoviyaterena. How would you even allow? Remember, Remeir is not talking about tumah tluya. Remeir is talking about tumah which is tahoira. But what Reb Yosi is asking him rhetorically, even if you weren't going to Truma Tahira, it was Truma Teluya, which means it's Sufik, whether it's Tahar or whether it's Tameh. Would we allow the burning of Nisraf Teluya Imatmeya? No! Why not? What happens if Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come on the scene 5 minutes later? He can't come in Erev Yontov and Erev Shabbos. Okay, but at least rhetorically, if Eliyahu would be able to go and prove, or even before Eliyahu Navi, if we can get two Edom to come on the scene, or one Edech and then Visurin, and he will say, Rabbeisai, I was there, I saw the Chavius, no Sheretz touched it, and no Nevela touched it, and no Balkeri, and no Zav, and no Zava, and no Mitzayra, and no Yoledes, nobody, nothing touched it, this Chavius is Tohar and Gansin. What's the din? Oy vey, I have burned now Truma Tahoyer with Truma Temeya. So, Madach says the Gemara that you shouldn't allow Teluya with Tameya, then you certainly shouldn't allow Tehoirim Tameya, because the two cases that you try to bring from Reb Chanina and the case of Reb Akiva, in both cases, both the Metame and the recipient of the Tumah were both either Tameh or was Tameh Upasel, but they were both Tameh. Here you're talking about Truma Tehoira, maximum Truma Teluya, but even that we shouldn't allow to go and burn with a Tameh. So now before we continue on, L'choira, this Reb Yosi is incomprehensible. Why? We just got finished saying over the last 15 minutes that that Reb Meir of our Mishnah is not referring to Reb Chanina, and he's not referring to Reb Akiva. He's referring to Reb Yeshua. His raya is from Reb Yeshua. What was the case of Reb Yeshua? Reb Yeshua's case was, remember, that we had a case of the wine which was in the upper galleys or galleries or whatever it's called of a wine press, pouring down below. And there Reb Yeshua said, you can even metame biyat. So now there you're talking about truma tehoira that are being metame and making a tame. So that was the raya of Reb Meir. So what is Reb Yosi screaming at Reb Meir and saying, don't bring me a raya from Reb Chanina and don't bring me a raya from Reb Akiva? Reb Meir is dumbfounded. I'm not bringing a raya from Reb Chanina. I'm not bringing a raya from Reb Akiva. I'm bringing a raya from Reb Yeshua. So it sounds like from this braisa, Rav is asking to Rav Nachman that your pshat is wrong, and that the first pshat of the Gemara is correct, that we're learning Reb Meir from Reb Chanina's Kana Kehanim and not from the case of Reb Yeshua. This is the end of the kasha. But we haven't ended the braisa yet, and therefore we're going to continue another couple of lines in the braisa, but that's essentially the kasha, that L'choira, the pshat of Reish Lakish and Rav Nachman saying that the origins, the source material for Reb Meir was from Reb Yeshua. You see, that's not the case. After all, Reb Yosi was a contemporary of Reb Meir, and he said, don't learn from Reb Chanina, don't learn from Reb Akiva. And Reb Meir says, I'm totally innocent, I'm not learning from Reb Chanina, I'm not learning from Reb Akiva, I'm learning from Yeshua. So you see from the price of L'choira that there's a disconnect, and that's not the correct pshat in the Mishnah. Now let's continue on in the braisa. Unrelated, hapigel v'hanoisim v'hatomei, beishami omrim ein nisrofim ki'achas, beisul omrim nisrofim ki'achas. You have pigel v'noiser. Mitzvah, when we get into kodshim, we're going to learn about pigel v'noiser again, but you'll remember, basically, the pigel means that b'shas, bringing the carbon, l'moshel b'shas t'shchita, the kohen had in mind that we're going to eat from this carbon, either chutz lizmanai or chutz limekoimai. When you have that type of machshava, it causes the basar of the kodshim to become pigel. Pigel becomes, it's totally, you can no longer eat it. It becomes just like a psul tamei or psul yotze. It's possible. And the same thing applies to noiser. Noiser means that you had a carbon that you're only allowed to eat liyom v'layla, or that you're allowed to eat like shlomim shnei yom v'layla echad, and you left it in the freezer for a week. Sorry, you can no longer eat it. It's noiser. You have to eat it with the time limits specified in the Torah. So both of these are psulim, pigel and noiser. Tomei, of course, is possible. What's the din? B'sham yom ein esrof in kachas. Burn each one separately. Pigel separately, noise separately, tomei separately. Don't burn them together. Maybe pigel and noise together, but certainly not with tumah. You can go and burn them all simultaneously. Ah, okay, that's the end of the braisa. Frank the Gemara, the kasha that we asked on the Amud Aleph. If you're telling me that the origins and the source material for a meir is from Rabbi Yeshua, and my mahadalei Rabbi Yosi, but Chanina is kan kahanim. So why is Rabbi Yosi picking on a meir and saying, "Don't learn from Chanina"? Rabbi Chanina is talking about tamei v'tamei, and don't learn from Rabbi Akiva. He's talking about tamei upasel. For Pete's sake, I'm not learning from Rabbi Chanina. I'm not learning from Rabbi Akiva. I'm learning from Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Nachman says, Rava, don't get so agitated. Rabbi Yosi lav adaite. Rabbi Yosi really didn't. He was not yored leomko shel das Reb Meir, meaning he didn't really understand what Reb Meir was saying. To who? He, Reb Yosi, sova Reb Meir med Reb Chanina was kana kahanim kamalei. Because after all, when we started our Gemara, we also assumed that Reb Meir was learning from Reb Chanina kana kahanim. Because after all, first we have Reb Chanina, and then we have Reb Akiva, and then Reb Meir says midvareim levando. Poshit, when you learn the Mishnah, he's going back on either Rabbi Hanina or Rabbi Akiva or both, but not for Rabbi Yeshua from left field. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi assumed that Rabbi Meir was basing his halacha on Rabbi Hanina. And that's why he said, Kan tami v'tame. The Amalei, and although the Braisa doesn't record this, nor the Mishnah, but Rabbi Meir, in truth, please don't ask me kashas from Rabbi Hanina and not from Rabbi Akiva. I'm deriving my halacha from Rabbi Yeshua. The Amalei, and now Rabbi Yossi continues, and he's saying, Rabbi Yeshua nami, ain't he amida. Even if you're learning from Rabbi Yeshua, that's also not a good limud. Now we're quoting from our Mishnah. That in fact, if you have separate truma tahira and separate truma temeya on Erev Pesach, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees, burn them separately. That's the end of the discussion, how Reb Nachman and how Reish Lakish understand Reb Meir in the Mishnah, that Reb Meir is derived from Rabbi Yeshua. Reb Yossi didn't understand that. He thought that Reb Meir is derived, his halacha derives from Reb Hanina. Reb Meir said, no, I learned from Rabbi Yeshua. And then says Reb Yossi, if that's the case, then again you're wrong, because Reb Lezer Rabbi Yeshua both agree, Zebef Neatu v'Zebef Neatu. But now let's get to the question that Brother Shai asked about 10 minutes ago. V'amai eina hi hamida, mida umidahi. If in fact we have heard that Reb Meir is responding to Reb Yossi and telling him, I'm learning from Reb Yeshua, then mamish mida umidahi. It's exactly like Reb Yeshua's case. Why is it exactly? Just like by Reb Yeshua. What's going on? The truma of the wine barrel at top is dripping down. Says Reb Yeshua, Shna, go and fill it into these kelim tameim, let it drip it. How am I being a tamei truma toira biyadayim? You're allowed to. Why? Because I'm saving the chulin tameim down below. So you're allowed to go and collect the truma toira in these kelim tameim. So that's what Reb Meir is saying, that on Erev Pesach, you're also allowed to go and take the truma toira and mix it and merge it with the tameim and make it tamei. Anyway, you're burning it now. So l'choyret midu midi, it's a good tzushtel. Good tzushtel means it's a good application of what Rabbi Yeshua said. Says Yimar, no. There's no raya. Shani hosam de ikehevset chulin. Even there, when Rabbi Yeshua said, go and allow it to be collected in keli tomei, you think that Rabbi Yeshua wanted it? You think that was his desire in life? Let's see what we can do to be matame truma toira. I had no choice. I see these poor chulin tameim down below. They're all soon going to become dimua, meaning they're going to be mixed with truma. And nobody will be able to eat. And nobody will be able to drink from this wine. Not the Yisraelim. And not the Kohanim. And that's the reason why I want to prevent that. So, that's the Eina Hiyamida. How can you bring me a raya for Rabbi Yeshua? Because in the case of Rabbi Yeshua, there's a hefs and meruba that's going to happen. All these chulin tameim, there might be gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons. And all of them are going to become dimur, all mixed with the truma. It's going to be basically worthless. How do you bring a raya to Erev Pesach, where you have very valuable truma tahira, and you're going to go and be metameid? There's no hefsid there. Maskevla Rav Yirmiya, Masisinami ik hefsid. A hefsid de eitzim. Meaning that if I'm going to say, you're right, Rabbi Yossi, we have to burn each one separately, that means we're going to have to make two separate fires. One fire for the truma tahira, and one fire for the temeya. So you're going to waste wood and matches and oil in putting together two separate fires. So that's why I, Reb Meir, hold that it's just like the case of the chulin tamein. There you're going to lose all those gallons of wine, and here you're going to lose all of these pieces of wood. Amalei husaba, and then whenever we see the husaba, automatically Barry always jumps up and his eyes light up, and he reminds us of
Tosfos and chulin daf vav. It says, except for Shabbos, Chof Gimel is
Eliyahu Navi. That Yeshua Farshim, that Toys to say, wherever you see Husaba in Shas, except for one place in Shabbos, it's always Eliyahu Navi. So therefore, Eliyahu Navi comes and says, gentlemen, please don't argue. Can't you see there's a fundamental difference? Lehefsin meruba chashishu, lehefsin muat loy chashishu. What means lehefsin meruba? You're talking about chulin tmeyan. You're talking about gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons of wine. Maybe 100 gallons, maybe 1,000 gallons, maybe 10,000 gallons. Huge quantities of wine. All of those are going to become kalia as a result of the, kalia means they're going to be wasted, as a result of the truma that's going to pour into it. It's all going to become dimua, suffic truma, mixed together with the chulin. Nobody will be able to drink from it. Terrible. Now, I don't mean 10,000 bamish, because if it becomes 100 to 1 proportion, it'll go and overcome, as it'll be mavatl, the truma. But under normal circumstances, if you're talking about 50 gallons, 100 gallons, 500 gallons, and then you have this large chavis of 50 gallons, and it's all dripping in, it's going to be metame, the whole geschäft. Not metame, it's going to make it dimur, it's really tame. It's going to cause it to become dimur, truma, and you won't be able to use it. So that's a big, big hefset. You might lose hundreds, thousands of dollars. Here you're talking about, okay, so you have to go and use 3 more twigs and 5 more branches to go and burn the truma. No, nishkefer, look, of course, $5 more, $10 more, but we're not talking about huge hefset. And that's why Rabbi Yossi said, ain't he amita. Brother Shai, you happy?
Yeah, so, Shua still has the puzzle, even though he doesn't have the extra yud. Shmartus, Mishmartat. So, he still holds her, you can't be Matama, Truma, Tahora. Now, Truma, you know, there's no, on Truma Tuluya, there's no mitzvah to be Shomer. But still, here you're being Matama, Truma Tahora. So
right.
it's not exactly similar. I mean, he should still have the law.
Brother Shai, you're asking an excellent question. This is not a question on Reb Meir or Reb Yossi. This is really a question on Reb Yeshua. Reb Yeshua says the reason why I allow in the case of the Truma Temeya. What was the Truma Temeya? Well, not Truma Temeya. Truma Tuluya. The reason why I allowed it to be Metamit. And I say, leave it out in the open. You know why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Truma Si and not Truma Yisai. And Truma Si, therefore, is only referring to Truma Tahira and not Truma Tuluya. But that doesn't help for the second case. The second case, you're talking about Truma Tahira Mamish. This Mishmeres, I got to go and be shomer. It's an excellent question. There, I don't have the benefit of the pasuk. But Rabbi Shua is saying, it's anyway going to become tamei in another split second because it's dripping down to the chulin tamei. And therefore, if it's any way going to become tamei, here the Torah wouldn't say, go and do a Mishmeres. What am I supposed to do? Can I lie there? Even if I put my body there, eventually it's going to drip down from my body. It's going to go down below. It's going to become tummy whichever way you like it, because down below there's chulin tamei. So therefore, says Rabbi Shua, under these circumstances, at least try to do the best you can to save as much as possible by putting, at least getting, collecting all that truma tahira in kalim tameim. So the truma will be tummy. True, it would have been tummy anyway. At least I'm saving the chulin tameim down below. So therefore, that will be the exception to the rule, even according to Rabbi Shua. Yes, Rabbi Daniel. No. So now the Gemara is saying, you're welcome. So now the Gemara is saying in the Amud Beis, that's fine, exceptional circumstances, but a mayor who wanted to derive from that, oh, you see that Rabbi Shua is such a maker, he allows under certain circumstances to go and be metame, truma tahira, so therefore you can be metame, truma tahira now on Erev Pesach as well, says Rabbi Yossi, you have no raya, no proof for Rabbi Shua. Because Rabbi Shua is talking about a very unusual circumstance where we're going to be losing hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. Shoin, that's the reason why we allow you to be metame truma tahira. But what would be the heter over here? Because you're going to save 3 twigs and 2 branches of a tree. That's not enough of an excuse to allow for being metame. Good. That's the end, therefore, of the second pshat in our Mishnah. We had 2 pshatim. We had the original pshat that Reb Meir was learning it from Chanina Skana Kehanim, and Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim was talking about a case of mixing Ava Tumadir Raisa Vulada Tumadir Rabbanon. Here too, we have a situation of a Deraisa and Rabbanon. What's a Deraisa and Rabbanon? The Truma is Tahoira Min HaTahoira. However, it's Osir to eat Mid Rabbanon because it's already the beginning of the 6th hour, 11:01. It's not 12 o'clock yet. So therefore, there's an only Isid Rabbanon. Says Rameir, oh, I can metame it with the Truma Tmeya. Why can metame it with the Truma Tmeya? It's Tahoira, yeah, but it's already Osir Mid Rabbanon. just like the Vlad Tumah that we had in our Mishnah, which was also Tummy Midraban. That was the first pshat, and then we had the pshat of Rish Lakish and Nachman, that we're talking about Taka Tahira and Diraisa and Diraisa, and Rav Meir is not learning from Chanina, but he's learning from Rabbi Yeshua. Rabasi, Rabbi Yochanan, Machloikis Bishesh. The whole Machloikis that we have in our Mishnah between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi as to mixing together the Truma Tahira and the Truma Tameya, that's only at 11:01. Al Besheva, once you hit 12 o'clock, where now the Truma Tahira is now not only Oser Midrabonon, now it's Oser Min HaToira, Divrei HaKoil Sorfin, even Rabbi Yossi would agree that you're allowed to go and burn them together. Omalei Reb Zeira Reb Asi, Neime Kosev Reb Yochanan, Masisim Ve'ava Tumah D'Arais Ve'Vlad HaTumah D'Rabbanon, Umaymi Devrei Midivrei Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim, based on what you're saying, Reb Asi, in the name of Reb Yochanan, would you say that of the two pshatim that we just got finished with, the anonymous pshat at the outset on the bottom of the Amud Beis, and the pshat of Reish Lakish and Reb Nachman, it would appear that Reb Yochanan is siding with the first pshat? Why would I say that Rabbi Yochanan is siding with the first pshat? Because remember, Rabbi Yochanan is saying the only machloikis is b'sheish, but not b'sheva. What difference does it make b'sheish and b'sheva? Because at sheish, there's only an iser drabonon which attaches to the truma, that it's also to eat it on Erev Pesach, midrabonon. B'sheva, once it gets to 12 o'clock, then even Minat Torah becomes osur. Where did we find this distinction? If you're going to go and say that Reb Meir learns from Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim, what would be the raya? Because Reb Chanina Skana Kehanim, we said, is talking about a case where the Ava Tumah was Mena Toira, the Vlada Tumah was only Tumah Midrabanan. How was it Tumah Midrabanan? Remember, we went through the Cheshbon in the Rashi down below, that it's talking about that the Sheretz went and touched a Mashke, and then the Mashke touched a Kli. Mashkin can be metam mekalim, not minatoyra, midrabanan. Oh, and then the kli touched the kodshim, so the kodshim were really tohoir min hatoyra. They were only tummy midrabanan. So we said the same thing applies to the chametz, that the chametz really is truma tohoira, givaldik, you can eat it min hatoyra, but now it's also to eat midrabanan. So we have a drabanan and drabanan, and therefore we had a nice parallel that we learned from Reb Chanina. Now, says Reb Yochanan, since we're talking about that it's at 11 o'clock where it's only a psul drabanan, an iser drabanan, but everybody would agree, even Rabbi Yossi, that once we hit 12 o'clock, now it's awesome in our Torah, then Avadi, you can go and merge the two together. And so therefore, asked Reb Zeira Travasi, are you telling me Rabbi Yochanan subscribes to the first pshat in the Gemara? I'm like, you're 100%. You really knocked hit the nail on the head. Rabbi Yochanan learned like the first pshat, not like Reish Lakish's pshat. It manami Omer Rabbi Yochanan. He says beferish masis ve'av tuma diarais uvlad tuma dirabonon. Umayim devrei medivrei Rabbi Chanina skana kihanim. And the machloikis is b'sheish, because then there, just like the tuma is drabonon, here by the truma tahoira, the Isur is Midrabanan, so we have a nice parallel to Rabbanan and Rabbanan, but that's only B'sheish. B'sheva, once you hit the 7th hour, meaning 12 o'clock, 12:01, so then it's already Osir Min HaToira to be a Kol Sorfin. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree that you can go and merge the two together and burn them at the same time. Sayigit. Zudmalim Asayile. Let me bring a Raya to this Pshat of Rabbi Yochanan from the Braisa that we quoted at the top of the Amud. Remember, we said at the top of the Amud, if you have pigel, mit noiser, mit tamei, beishami omrim, ein nisrafen ke'achas, each one has to be burned separately, beisel omrim nisrafen ke'achas, you can go and burn them all together. So what's the rai, what's the dekanami? The Gemara assumes at this point that pigel is an issa d'araisa, which it is, noiser is an issa d'araisa, which it is, and you have tamei. Tommy, if also it's Tommy Minatoira. So even though we're not talking about the pig of Anoisa, that they are Tommy Minatoira, there's no Tumalachoira involved. It's just totally Isur Isur. So you have an Issa Diraisa, and you have Tommy, you're allowed to merge them and burn them together. See, here too, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that if it's already 12 o'clock, where now the chametz and this truma tahoira is now osir to eat min ha-toira, it's like pigel and noiser, I can burn it together with tamei, like Beis Hillel says, Nisraf and Kachas, choyra guter raya. Says Imar, no raya at all. Shani hosim the islu tumah midraban. Even though when we think of pigel and noiser, we think of the isur, which is min ha-toira. But in fact, the chachamim threw upon that a din drabonon of tumah. Why did the chachamim put on a din drabonon of tumah? Because in case of the pigel, the chashode kahuna, and the case of the noiser, the atzole kahuna. What does that mean? That although we normally like to think of all the kahanim as being groyse erlech yidin tzadikim kadoshim, but unfortunately there might at least theoretically be some kahanim that are either chashudim. Chashudim means that they do have kind of a dark side on them, and therefore they might, to go and cause trouble for Reuven or Shimon, have bad machshavas when the carbon is being brought, and they'll say, sure, Reuven, oh, of course I'm going to go and shech this carbon. But don't forget, we're going to eat it next Shabbos by Kiddush, we're going to eat this carbon together. Oh, sure, I'd love to eat Kiddush together with you, we'll have this carbon. Of course, by next Shabbos, it's going to be already noiser. So having that machshava is a machshava mefagelas, and makes it awesome. That's the chashari kuna. Those are the bad guys. The atzole kuna people, people that are lazy. You tell them, eat up the carbon. It's almost 12 hours. I got plenty of time. Give me a chance. I'll be back. Don't worry. I'll be there. And of course, what happens? Then they come back 1 o'clock. Oh, yeah, I missed it again. I'm so sorry. That's what we call atzole kuna, the lazy guys. So therefore, the chachamim, to go and sharpen the isser in the eyes of the kahanim, they said, chevra, not only is it isser pigel and isser of noiser, but these things are metame sidaim. If you're going to touch the pigel and noiser, you're going to become tame. Oi, tame, I'm going to stay away. Good. Anyway, so what's the point? The point is, that's the reason why Beis Hillel holds that you can go and burn the pigel noiser together with the tamei, because not only is there an isur deraiser, but there's a tuma derabanan. Masha Enkin, our case of this poor, unfortunate truma tahira and erev paisach, it's tahor legamri. So you're telling me, okay, but now it's becoming the magic hour of 12 o'clock. Now it's osir mediraiser. True, it's osir, like the pigel and the noiser. But I have no right that I can burn it together with truma tameya, because pigel v'noiser is, there's tuma on it midrabanan. Here, this truma toira is still tohar legamri. There's an iser deraisa, but there's no tuma, not even a tuma drabanan. So vaita, you have no raya from the braisa to Rabbi Yochanan's halach. So let me bring another raya. We have another braisa. Hapasha ipsha benifsal milecholi odom vakelev yocholi ochlo. We have pas, and Rashi says this includes truma tahoira. She ipsha, that unfortunately is becoming fafoiled. Fafoiled means it's becoming spoiled or moldy. Benifsal, now it's possible lecholi odom, to go, a person cannot even eat it. That's how badly it's spoiled. However, kelev yochel ochla, the kelev still can go and eat it, because dogs are not as discriminating in their palate and in their appetites as people are. So at this point, it's still edible by a dog. So what's halacha? It still has the name of a meichel, metama tumas oichel mikabeya. It can go and transmit tuma if it was tamei, as long as it's a shir of kabeya. When it's refezim a tamei, you can go and burn it together to tamei on Pesach, meaning on Erev Pesach. Now, what's the raya from this brisa? So Rashi says, it's obviously the brisa is Rabbi Yossi and not Reb Meir. Because according to Reb Meir, why do I have to talk about that the pas became ipsha, that it's moldy and spoiled? Even if the pas is delicious, it's beautiful, it's fresh, straight out of the oven. Also, if it's truma tahira, or whatever it is, and now it's 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock on Erev Pesach, Nisrav and Tameya. You can go and burn together with Tameya, because that's the loch of Reb Meir. So why do I have to talk about Pasha Ibsha? Muzdach Zayin, that we're talking about Aliba de Reb Yoisi. That even though Reb Yoisi says that if it was good bread, you can't go, if you have Truma Tahira, you cannot go and burn it together with Truma Tameya. However, if it's already moldy and it's spoiling, then you can go and burn it. So, what's the right, Rabbi Yossi? Because just like Rabbi Yossi says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? By sheish, there's a machlokes. But by sheva, once it becomes inedible, min ha-toira, totally osir, then you can go burn it together, even according to Reb Yossi. Here it's inedible. Pasha ibshen ifsa. Okay, it's not inedible mitzad halacha, but it's inedible mitzad the metzius. The bottom line is, a person cannot eat it. If you go and put this into your mouth, you immediately go into regurgitations and heart palpitations. It's inedible. Oh, so just like that inedible truma tahira is nisrefes imatameya, here too, if it's already 12 o'clock on Erev Pesach, nisrefes imatameya. So l'chorim v'kutaraya to Rabbi Yochanan, inedible truma tahira, either because of de jure or because of de facto inedibility, lemaisa, you can merge it together with tamei. Says the Gemara, no raish, and he hosn the afra bi almahu. There's not pshat that it's inedible, like the inedibility of the truma Torah. Here you can't eat it because it's 12 o'clock. Any other person could eat it. If it was any other time of the year, you could eat it. It's just because it's Erev Pesach at 12 o'clock. Here, it's inedible. You can't even compare. It's apples and oranges. The pas is not that inedible halachically. It's inedible because you can't put it in your mouth. If it's like Afra Be'alma, so you cannot compare the two cases. Frank Timara, Ihochi, my moide. What does it mean in the Mishnah that he is moide? Meaning that afterwards, we get to the Mishnah. We see in our Mishnah that, again, we're going Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is learning our Mishnah that Rabbi Meir is learning, deriving his halacha from Rabbi Hanina Skana Kehanan. And now we're saying at the end of the Mishnah, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Eina Hi Amida, don't bring me a raya. Umoydim Rabbi Lezer Bishua, where does Rabbi Lezer Bishua come on the scene? According to the second shot of Reish Lakish and of Reb Nachman, that the Mekoyer of Reb Meir is from Reb Yeshua. It's very good. Reb Yoy said, no, I disagree. Don't bring me a ride from Reb Yeshua. Reb Yeshua is talking about a special case where there's going to be a Hefsin Meruba and the Chulun Tameyim, but normally not. Forget. You cannot go and merge the two together. So then the Mishnah fits in very, very nicely. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says that Rabbi Meir is learning from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim, where is Rabbi Yossi bringing in Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua? Who's talking about Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua? Well, bring in now, bring in some Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, bring in some other Tana. We're not talking about these people. We're talking about bring in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, bring in Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. Why are you talking now about Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yosef is saying to Rabbi Meir, let's forget about Rabbi Hanina for a moment, and let's forget about Rabbi Kiva. Even the famous Rabbi Shua, who's the big Meikel in the case of the Truma pouring down on the Chulin Tameh, Ki Meikel betluya utameya, al betoira utameya loy. Where is he Meikel? Only in the case of the Safik, but not by Truma Tahoira Utameya Loi. What do you mean? In that case, it was clearly a case of Truma Tahoira, not a Tluya. What he's saying is, Umoydin Belezer Rabbi Shua, Shesurfin Zuli Atzva Zuli Atzva, Alma Nechliku, Ala Tluya Va Tameya. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is referring to the next couple of lines in the Mishnah. Where do we find in our situation of Erev Pesach, a Machlekes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua? Yeah, we find a Machlekes by Tluya and Tameya. Shirbleza says to serve Zula Atzma separately. Rabbi Shua says Shtein Kachas. But that's only by Tluy and Tamei. In a case where you have a real Truma Tahoira and real Truma Tameya, Rabbi Shua doesn't say that. Moidim Shesarf and Zuli Atzma Vizuli Atzma. Each one independently. They don't go and merge the two together. And therefore, that's what Reb Yossi is saying now to Rameya. Nochmal. Ihochi my moide. Where do we come into moide? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's learning pshat in the Mishnah, similar to the first pshat that we learned, that the mekoyer of Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Hanina skana kehanim. Why is Rabbi Yossi now referring to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua? Hochi kamalei Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Meir. I feel that Rabbi Shua, not only Rabbi Hanina that you're learning from, and Rabbi Kiva that we had, but the most meikel whatsoever in this whole parish is Rabbi Shua, the meikel. Ki meikel betluya tameya, betroya tameya loy. In the case of toira tameya, he would not agree. The case of the dripping wine on the, that's a different story, that's a Hefsin Meruba case, where all the chulin is going to become dimur, but otherwise not. Freiti mora, ihochi amai Eina hi hamida mida umida hi. Why are you saying it's not min hamida? It is min hamida. What means it is min hamida? Since Reb Meir is learning for Reb Chanina, as we're learning, and what does Reb Chanina hold? That if you have a situation of the kodshim which were tamei min hatoira mixing together with kodshim that were only tamei midrabanan, like that original pshat in the Gemara, so then that's exactly like the case that we're explaining now, meaning that you have truma tahoira and you have truma tamei, and now it's 11:01, and therefore there is a psul dirabanan, iser dirabanan. So that's just like the case in Rochanina where you have an iser dirabanan, a psul tuma midrabanan. So mido midi, what is Rabbi Yossi saying? Enemy amida. I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. Ach bebasa shenitma bemashkin shenitmu machmes sheretz. V'yaz remei letamei. V'Rabbi Yossi letamei. Now this Rabbi Yirmiya is basically repeating what we said initially. Again, what was that first pshat? That one basar was nitma totally min hatoira, and the other kodshim only became tami midrabanan. How did they become tami midrabanan? Because the sheretz touched mashkin, and then the mashkin touched the kalim, and then the kalim touched the basar, and you have a din of tumas mashkin drabanan. Says the Gemara, in that halach of tumas mashkin drabanan, in fact, there is a machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. What's the machloikis? The whole idea that a mashke can be metame, even oichlin, and certainly kalim, that's all drabon. Reb Yossi letame, the omer tumas mashkin letame achirim diraisa. No. Reb Yossi says that tumas mashkin can be metame min atoira. Where do we find this machloikis? The sanya, top of the omer, suffing mashkin letame. For suffing mashkin itself to become tame, meaning I have mashkin, I'm not sure whether it was touched by someone that was tame. Rashi gives an example that you have a tummy dicker person, poshet ragloi, he was stretching out his legs, and he may or may not have touched mashkin tahoirim. I'm not sure whether these mashkin became tame or not. So be mashkli tummy tummy. Why? Because I'm going to go and be machmir. A suffik tuma is a suffik tuma deiraisa. Suffik tuma deiraisa, I'm going to be machmir. Letame achirim. However, if the question is whether these mashkin have become tummy to be matame others, then tahar. Then I will say it's tahar. Why will I say it's tahar? Rashi says because, for instance, if it happens to be in the Rishus Rabim, as Barry will always remind us, Sufik Tum Rishus Rabim, we always go Torah because we're learning from Saita. So what was the case over here? Rashi says, what happens if after this mashke that may have been touched by that person's leg and may have become Tameh, if I went and I threw some of that mashke at Kikorois to Hoirois, would those become Tameh? No, the Tameh Echerim is Torah, Divra Meir. So he's distinguishing between they themselves, if there's a suffix, I'm machmir, but the tami others, I'm being mekel. Divremeh. V'chein Reb Elazar Oimer, kidvar. Reb Elazar agreed with Remeh. Reb Yehuda Oimer, lachol tameh. No, if I have a suffix, both in the case of the mashkin li tameh, and also the case of the tami acherim, I am a tameh. Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon Oimer, laoichlin tameim, lekelim tohoirim. If I have these tumas mat, I have this mashke that may have become tame. If I threw it at oichlin, those would have a din of tumah. If I threw it at kalim, they would be tar. That's the end of this brisa. So now, what are we deriving from this brisa? What we're deriving is that when you have mashkin being metame ochlin, we have a machloikis Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. Reb Meir holds that when you have a suffik mashkin, whether it was metame acherim, I say it's tohar. Why? Because mashkin can only be metame midrabanan. And therefore, if I have a suffix, whether it was metame acherim or not, suffix drabanan lekula. That's why metame acherim is tohar. Masha Enkin Rabbi Yossi said, no. When mashkin is thrown at oichlin, they're metame min ha-toira. And if I have a suffix, It's Tomei. Oh, so getting back to our Mishnah now. And this is now the third pshat in the Mishnah, the Machloikis, between Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. It's similar to the first pshat, but not in Gansen. How is it similar? Reb Meir says that the reason why Reb Chanina's Kana Kahanim allows for one being metame the other, even though it's Dirabonon, but that's fine. I have a Tumma Diraisa that became Tumay by touching an Abatumma, so it was a Rishon. It now touched this other Basar that was, which was a Shlishi, but only became Tumay through Mashkin. Either Mashkin touched it, or Mashkin touched Kalim that touched it, was all based on Mashkin. Says Rameyer, I'm very sorry, Tumas Mashkin is Dirabonon. Ah, just like over there, I have a Diraisa and Drabonon together, and I say, merge them together and burn them. Here too, I have a Diraisa and Drabonon. What's my Diraisa and Drabonon? I have my Trum, which is Tahirim and Diraisa. It's now 11:01. It's now also to eat midrabanan shine, so I can go and merge it with the Tameya. Because just like Rabbi Chanina is talking about Torah and something which is Osir midrabanan, Tami midrabanan, here we're talking about something which is Osir midrabanan. So go and you have a nice parallel. The reason why Rabbi Yossi disagrees, he says, Einim Hamida. He says, because in our Mishnah, we're not talking about a Diraisa and Drabanan. We're talking about a Diraisa and a Diraisa. What's the deraisa deraisa? Because we're talking over there that stak mashkin, but mashkin are metame min ha-toira. So when there's a psul min ha-toira, then you can go and burn the two together. But here you're talking about it's only drabanan, because in our case it's 11:01, and therefore says Rabbi Yossi ainam yamida. That's why Rabbi Yochanan comes on and says, yeah, that's only because it's 11:01. But once we hit 12:01, and now becomes issa deraisa. Oh, what's this in their eyes? Even Rabbi Yossi would agree to Reb Meir, because I see Rabbi Yossi says that when the Mashkin Ametamim in a Torah, by Reb Chanina's case, sure, no problem. It's only in the case of at 11:01, which is only in Issa Drabanan. But once you hit 12 o'clock, then it becomes exactly like Reb Chanina, where you can go and merge the two, because according to Rabbi Yossi, Reb Chanina is not talking about Tomei D'Oraisa with Tomei Drabanan. He's talking about Tomei D'Oraisa with Tomei D'Oraisa. Here we're going to conclude, Rabbi Isai. Any questions?
Yes.
Yes, Brother Shai.
So, why with Noser and Eagle? Why those are... What's the issue there of burning them together? They're both
Osir, but they are Tohar. The Gemara holds that you can't go mix Tohar with Tameh. So that's according to Beis Shammai.
You're talking about Noser and Eagle together. They're both
and Tameh. With Tameh.
There's Noser and Eagle, you could burn together?
I believe that that's even a well, start again. Remember, this is Machloek Beshameh Beisil.
Right.
According to Beisil, all three Nisraf and Kachas, the Pigel and the Noiser and the Tomei, everything. It's only Beshameh that distinguishes any Nisraf and Kachas. I believe that Beshameh, which is not the Halach anyway, is only talking about Pigel and Noiser and Tomei. I don't think, a Pigel and Noiser, I don't think it would be a problem.
Okay, next question. So,
Klimatafis.
Someone asked this question. Klimatafis comes from anything. So if you,
any type of metal kli.
Becomes a avatuma.
If it touches a tzmei mes. Correct.
If someone asks, what happens if you're in a house and you touch a metal container or something, and so that metal container then becomes an avatuma.
You're talking about people today.
Today, yeah.
Assuming that the person who touched the metal was a tzmei mes, and you're going to say, well, 99% of us are tzmei mesim because we were all at funeral chapels when unfortunately we were at Levayis. You're right. We would have a din of tzmei mes, and therefore the metal that we touch would all have a din of an avatum. Correct.
Right. So the question they asked was, then how does a Kohen, instead of tzmei mes, how's a Kohen going to a house today like that? Because it has, if it ever touched someone who was tummy, or let's say that the mace touched this, the mace touched, came in contact with something, so it becomes an amatuma, and therefore, and you can't get tahor today, so it keeps the din of amatuma, so how can a coin go into house? So somebody,
I thought you were going to ask, how is a coin allowed to go and pick up a piece of cutlery? He wants to go and eat a piece of fish on Shabbos Kodesh, he picks up the fork. If that fork was touched by anyone previously, if it wasn't brand new, it was touched by someone before, and the assumption is everybody that touched it before was a tamei mes, so therefore this is a tamei mes, how can he go and put it in his hands?
So Similar question.
Okay, and the answer is because the Torah says lenefesh leitam ba'amav, a kohen is not metamet to a mess, but he's allowed to go metamet to any other tumah. Of course, we don't want kohanim to go around willy nilly to become tumah. But today, everything is unfortunately we don't have, as you say, the paraduma. So there's no iser, but there is an iser for a kohen today to go to levaya or to go, and he can go to levaya if he stays, you know, many feet away or doesn't go under the same roof. But he certainly should not get within dalet amos of a mess. Brukum team. Yes, Barry.
Yeah, so in the case of Truma Tumea, you can burn it and have Hana from it as a nair, as firewood.
Right.
In the case of Chometz Erev Pesach, once the Zman of Sreifa hits, it's Asr B'Hana.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have something that's Mutter B'Hana, and we're saying that it has the same darga of Isser as something that's Asr B'Hana. I mean, and that's bothering me. Truma does not have that same level of iser when it's tamei. If you can burn it, you can have hana from it. Chometz erev Pesach, once this month of Sreifa, it's aser b'hana as well. So, are they really is it the same apples and apples, you'd say, or apples and oranges? Aren't they different substances?
No. If anything, what you are you're siding with Reb Meir and certainly with Reb Yochanan, meaning that at 11:01 becomes Osir Banoa Midraban, at 12:00 it becomes Osir Banoa Tiaraisa. And that's therefore, says Reb Meir, it is so intensely Osir Banoa that there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to burn it. It's now basically worthless. I can't have Anoa from it anyway. So go ahead and burn it. Good?
Even as fuel.
Yeah. All right. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai. Mechem to be continued. The exciting Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahana. Mechem tomorrow. Oh,